Yes, kia ora tātou. Welcome back into the program. We're lucky enough to be joined by the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, Debbie Nariwa-Packer. Debbie had a big day in the house last Thursday, and it just shows the strength of what one MP can carry off against 119 others or 118 others. Oh, 117 others. We're getting more. but anyway, Dibs, biggest 14 days in Te Pāti Māori's history, probably since its foundation in 2004. What do you reckon?
First of all, JT, thanks for that intro. I just want to do a quick mihi to all of our whānau in Pōneke who have been affected by this fire, those who are grieving, those who are waiting for news, and this is a big incident that's happened down in Pōneke at the moment. But also, when we go back to reflecting on the last fortnight, it's crazy what can happen in politics in 14 days. And, you know, from the moment that we were able to stand up in the first time of our existence as Te Pāti Māori and say that they have the Ikaroa Rāwhiti seat now looked after and sitting amongst us is not only a real privilege, but a real sign of what's to come. And I think, you know, the way, you know, particularly the way that you as our president was able to wānanga through with that, the way that Heather and the Ikaroa Rāwhiti whānau got around in receiving mika and the seat and the mauri of the seat into Te Pāti Māori was a real, you know, privilege to be around and to see happen. And, you know, the speculation that went about with that, you know, bringing mika in, I thought, you know, and doing that in a way that everyone stood as one, I thought that was the biggest thing. But then the speculation afterwards on who else would come and the natural expectation from our own whānau that there would be more, and the naming of some of those goes to show that not only was the decision and bringing mika and Ikaroa Rāwhiti back into us welcome, there's also an expectation that there would be more to come. So, yeah, it was crazy and crazy interest. And I think, you know, we've sort of seen that we're a party that can, one, you know, raise and do something as huge as that, but also keep the mahi on the ground going. So we still had the GST off Kai going on. We still had the seabed mining, banning seabed mining bill going on. We were still able to turn up to big Indigenous kaupapa, even though the coronation of that bloody racist monarchy was going on. And I just think for a party of two, now three, and most importantly, the tautoko we get around us, the whānau tautoko, the electorates, just goes to show that, you know, we are a movement that's really grown and punching above our weight. And, yeah, it's been a crazy fortnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, tell me, Liz, also, you were lucky enough to get your bill drawn out of the private member's ballot. I know that you were concentrating on 12 years of effort in terms of litigation against probably one applicant, but the story goes back to 1981 with the Motunui decision where the Taranaki peoples, in all gestations, have opposed the way in which our whole marine rights have been just overridden all the time. So that was a big day, and you had a lot of your whānau down.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's a 12-year battle, but like you say, it's a lot longer for us as kaitiaki, and we are the true kaitiaki. We are the only kaitiaki party in this place. And I think the focus that we've been able to do is highlight the way that the, again, the 2% that own the 50% of the wealth in Aotearoa continuously hold the dialogue. We had a minister, so I had a members bill, whānau, that was about banning seabed mining. It should have been supported because this government has already supported a conditional moratorium or conditional banning in the international waters. So it would make sense that they would do the same for their own tangata whenua. And it wasn't supported by Labor, and in fact, Minister Parker completely misrepresented sort of saying that, oh, yeah, we would shut the energy sector down, gas would stop immediately, and, you know, and including using people like the Maui platform, who are actually owned by a company named OMV, who opposed, they were one of the 13,000 who opposed seabed mining I had to sit into a debate, as did all our whānau upstairs, busloads arrived, and they had to listen to National calling seabed mining fossil fuels, to ACT referring to the huge amount of jobs that our people upstairs would get from this activity. And it's just not the case, because they mine 50, million tonnes of iron ore off, put 40, 5 million tonnes of sludge back into the ocean, and then put on a ship and bugger off back to China. So the whole debate was just so low level. Their knowledge base was just so low level. It was insulting even to our kohanga mokopuna upstairs. And that just goes to show, as the only true kaitiaki-focused party in Parliament, that we are, again, punching above our weight, but pushing back against a government that's backpedaled, that has had no nuclear-free moment, and opposition National and ACT, who just want to exploit everything shamelessly. So, yeah, it was, again, like I say, it's been a big kaupapa for us, but Rāwiri's members' bills have been the same. We've consistently embarrassed the government by the mere fact that they haven't thought out legislative or transformational legislation changes as we're proposing. And again, like I say, if they wanted to really address poverty and provide certainty for our people, they would tax the rich, give to the poor, or those of us that are struggling, and provide certainty for our environment. But we're not seeing that from either major parties, only ourselves.
Now, latest opinion poll come out, still there as the kingmaker. A number of people are mean-spirited about that. Oh, no, this bloody Hori's done it again. But what do you make of the ugliness in terms of the narrative that it's the last thing you'd want? Then you have Luxon coming out and ruling out Māori Party.
Look, I think anyone, I mean, first of all, the biggest people that should be concerned are those ugly ones, and a lot of them are on the right extreme, and they support this one vote, one people, one vote cordial, which is coming out of Luxury Luxon. The reality is that we have a leader of opposition and National who is now polling worse than Judith Collins did. So I think they've got bigger issues they need to be worrying about than us. But the reality is, for us, it tells us that we are on the right path, we're making the right decisions, and we're keeping on board that support and that growing support. And as it is really tough being in there trying to circumvent and navigate through all the treachery that goes on in this place. But we've just not let it distract us. We've stayed pono to what we said we'd do, which is, oranga tangata, oranga whenua, mana motuhake. And that's that treaty-centric Aotearoa, that Aotearoa hau that we still have in our sights. And so I think that the other things, again, are desperate. And, in the small time that we've been here, the short time that Rāwiri and I've been here, we've seen Judith Collins, Simon Bridges, Muller, we've seen a few leaders in National, and you almost get a sense you're watching this one sink as well. So we've just got to stay focused on us, mahi a te mahi, and keep the confidence, stay humble and get the support. The real poll will be on October the 15th.
Yes, that's right. Look, the impetus that the party's got, we've never seen it before, where for the first time since the foundation of Aotearoa as a nation, under the crown, we've never seen an ability ever before with the ability for a Mana Māori Motuhake party to determine the government. That's a big... That's one of the biggest occurrences that I'm lucky enough to be living through it and seeing it. But you've got to sort of pinch yourself, because it's true. Is it true?
Yeah, it's seismic. It's really seismic. But the other thing is, that's just crazy, is that we are the only true opposition in Parliament, because we are not fighting to be the government. And that's where they're actually really stuck with us, because, I'm standing up saying, we are focused on the growth and the long-term movement, of our movement. And they don't get that. They don't get that somebody can come back because your puku wants to reconnect with their wakapapa. They don't get that we want to continuously, and we'll get kicked out for asserting our tikanga. We are a real freak to the typical political template or prototype, and I love it, because it's really more important for us that our people can see and hear us and hear and see themselves in this space. And that's what we've done. We came here, we said that we would be the people in the shoe, and now we've got three people and a whole lot of maunga of peoples on the outside of this place. This place needs to be shaken up, as did Aotearoa. So, yeah, it is at times really freaky, but it also feels very natural and right. It feels very pono. And we just keep focused on that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to reflect on you saying we're the only true kaitakitanga party there and the taiao and matters there, because I think there's legitimacy in that claim, because we are the tangata whenua, and we are the foundation peoples, and we will and have demonstrated with your people and over 40 years of fighting hard to retain some sovereignty over our foreshore and seabed. And then that sort of pales when you see like two green ministers in cabinet over 6 years delivering nothing like that we could call as major wins.
Well, there have been things that we've seen from James Shaw. He endorsed millions of dollars going to this really exclusive green school off Taranaki. And, that was just unbelievably out of touch with those of us who are kaitiaki and are active in Wānanga every day. So I think, I've been extremely vocal about my disappointment in this Minister for Climate Change and how he's backpedaled, he's, watered down the impact of what should be happening. And the only, and I keep saying this, the only ones pushing back are ourselves. And the difference is, as mana whenua, we don't belong anywhere else. We do not come from or go back to anywhere else. So we have to stand up and be there. It's not a hobbyist. It's not a, want to. It's a have to. And so I think that's the difference. Is when we have wakapapa to the whenua, wakapapa to our moana, wakapapa to our atua, taiao, we actually have an obligation. And whether Debbie's still in the house tomorrow or the next person, our members bill we put up on Thursday and Friday was about, to stop commercial water bottling plants. That's a reflection of what the awa, what tupuho, what Ngāti Apa and them do. So we have an intrinsic difference on the fact that we have wakapapa. And that's why we're kaitiaki. We're born into it.
Yeah, well, on that happy little note, notice up and down the country a lot more activity heading your way in regard to support and the like. Do you see that happening as well?
Yeah, I think we get a little bit like freaked out. Like I'm like I can't go anywhere now without being recognised. So it's sort of, and it's really humbling, but it just is a sign again. For us, and you know this yourself, for us, our polls have always been about, can we fill a bus? Do people come to our kaupapa? Do they support? Our voluntary lift has been amazing. And I just keep thinking to 2020 when, we were on the brink of, not coming back, and compare it to 2023 support. It's just really humbling and exciting because it is a sign that our people do want to rise. They do want to be, again, believing in a kaupapa and a movement that they can recognise. And I think our polls, again, they're not the be-all and end-all for us, but I think they are a reflection that we have continued in the right direction. And again, we have continued to stay true to what we said we would do. And we're the only party that is in their focus on mana motuhake, oranga tangata, oranga whenua, and our Aotearoa home. I'm really proud to be
part of
this movement, yeah.
Yes. No, good on you, Deb. So we had it was an outstanding week and, a couple of weeks. In fact, it's outstanding to be a Māori. But, hey, thanks very much for taking the time out of your busy day to have a chat with us. So we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks from now to see how things are riding. Ka pai? Well, there you go. You just heard it live and large from the co-leader of Te Pāti Māori, Debbie Ngāre Wepaka. Look, it doesn't matter whether you're a Pāti Māori supporter or not. You can't take it away from either of those two MPs who have done outstanding job in upholding our mana over the last 3 years in that house, and have achieved some extraordinary outcomes. And we anticipate more coming in the budget announced on Thursday. So we'll unpack that Wednesday the following week. So look forward to you tuning back in. Remember, this is on podcast as well. But it's always nice to hear it live and personal here on Radio Wātea 603. Kia ora tātou and pō mārie.